Title: California Courts Greatly Expand Scope of Ending Forced Arbitration of Sexual Harassment Act. Content: Two recent decisions from the California Courts of Appeal could have massive ramifications for employers seeking to enforce arbitration agreements. Specifically, each court each held that the Ending Forced Arbitration of Sexual Harassment Act, EFAA, prohibits separating and arbitrating wage and hour claims that are part of the same suit as a sexual harassment claim. These holdings give plaintiffs' lawyers a new tool to try and defeat arbitration agreements and keep cases in litigation. Accordingly, California employers should be prepared for an influx of sexual harassment claims being tacked on to otherwise unrelated wage and hour lawsuits. The EFAA in March 2022, Congress passed the EFAA to exclude sexual harassment claims from mandatory arbitration provisions. In relevant part, the EFAA reads, "At the election of the person alleging conduct constituting a sexual harassment dispute or sexual assault dispute, no pre-dispute arbitration agreement or pre-dispute joint action waiver shall be valid or enforceable with respect to a case which is filed under federal, tribal, or state law and relates to the sexual assault dispute or the sexual harassment dispute." Emphasis added. Simply put, the EFAA permits a person bringing a claim for sexual harassment or sexual assault to opt out of a mandatory arbitration provision that they may otherwise be bound by. As discussed below, the statute's use of the word case, instead of the word claim, had important ramifications for the California courts presiding over these matters. The lawsuit in Doe v. Second Street Corp. In Doe, the plaintiff filed a lawsuit in February 2023 against her former employer, a hotel, and two individual supervisors. The plaintiff alleged that another coworker, who is not a party to the lawsuit, sexually assaulted her in October 2019. Because of the alleged sexual assault, the plaintiff asked not to be scheduled on shifts with the coworker who allegedly victimized her. Starting in October 2021, however, plaintiff's supervisor allegedly dismissed her concerns and began to schedule her to work with the allegedly offending coworker. In May 2022, plaintiff's doctors recommended she cease work because she was suicidal. The plaintiff has not returned to work since. In her lawsuit, plaintiff brought 11 claims, 3 relating to the alleged sexual harassment, 6 for wage and hour violations, and 2 for slander and libel. The employer filed a motion to compel arbitration of the entire case, which the trial court denied. When doing so, the trial court held that all of plaintiff's claims were subject to the EFFA because the statute invalidates an arbitration clause as to the entire case. Therefore, the court reasoned, the arbitration provision in Doe could not be enforced as to any of plaintiff's claims, not just those alleging sexual harassment. The employer appealed the trial court's ruling to the California Court of Appeal, 2nd Appellate District, Division 3. The lawsuit in Lieu v. Miniso Depot CA Incorporated. 1 week after Doe was decided, Lieu was issued. Lieu, who is a lesbian and dresses in a unisex style, sued her former employer, Miniso, in October 2023. The suit alleges that Miniso's employees would make unwelcome remarks to Lieu. Among other things, Lieu claimed that employees made comments regarding her appearance, and that employees would describe homosexuals as creepy. Lieu also alleged she was misclassified as an exempt employee and that Miniso failed to pay her minimum wage, overtime, and for all the hours she worked. In her suit, Lieu brought a cause of action for sexual harassment. But Lieu also included claims for whistleblower retaliation, constructive discharge, and various wage and hour violations under the California Labor Code. Miniso filed a motion to compel arbitration. In its motion, Miniso argued that Lieu's complaint did not trigger the EFAA because her allegations taken as true could not support a sexual harassment claim as a matter of law. The trial court denied Miniso's motion and refused to compel arbitration. When doing so, the trial court held that the EFAA does not employ or require a pleading sufficiency analysis to determine whether a plaintiff's claim falls under the statute. And, like Doe, the trial court held EFAA barred arbitration of the plaintiff's entire case. Miniso appealed to the California court.